This week, the federal government declared a Tier 1 shortage on the Colorado River for the first time in history. It will largely affect farmers in Arizona, but the future is clear. We are looking at a drier, hotter climate where water will be a challenge. But on the urban side of things, the city of Phoenix says it is built for drought and ready for that future. I spoke more about why with Phoenix Water Services Director Troy Hayes.
When we talk about living in the desert, it's not really a surprise to people that live in Phoenix, right, that we live in a hot, dry climate. And it's not necessarily a climate that's changed in the past 100 years as well. And so, yes, it may be different from somebody moving here from Chicago or Minnesota or something, but those that live here and live in our climate know that it is hot and dry. And really what we're seeing with climate change is longer periods of hot, dry weather, with then sprinkled in of periods of extremely wet periods of time. And that's what we see recently with the monsoon storms this year. Last year's monsoons really didn't do anything. And this year we're seeing a lot of rainfall and all that in the valley. Mm-hmm. And where we see that materialize is we really see with our customers adapting to this desert lifestyle is really being conscious about the water that they use and really trying to conserve what they can. And we've seen that in the amount of water that we're producing. So we're producing today the same amount of water that we did 20 years ago, even though we've added population and we've added businesses and we've added all of these things. We're actually producing not any more water to support that growth. And so when we look at the data and how they do that is our customers have gotten rid of turf. You know, they've installed, you know, desert landscaping or water conscious landscaping. They've you know, adjusted the amount of water that they use in showering, the amount of water that's used to clean, you know, dishes or laundry and things like that. And so the amount of water that they use per person per day has actually gone down over that period of time. Our customers have adapted to this lifestyle and are really walking the walk, per se. And is there more to do? Of course. Of course. As we go further into drought and into shortages, we're actually going to have to be more mindful of the amount of water that we use. And our customers maybe in the future may be asked to do more. But as we sit today, we're in a really good spot.
When we look at the sort of urban use of water, so much of it has to do with people and personal responsibility, as you say. What about the city's role in this? Like, how can you, as a government organization, invest in infrastructure or try new programs, look at resiliency? What are the things that the city's doing on the other end of that to also try to keep us from using as much water as we have used in the past?
Right. So I think the cities really look at drought has been long term. And so we've invested in infrastructure and water resources, making sure that we are situated the best that we can for drought. Like I said earlier, it's not a surprise that we live in a hot, dry climate. And conversely, it's not a surprise that we are headed for drought. Right. This is something that we've been talking about for decades. That goes back to, you know, in the 1950s, the city investing in infrastructure on the Salt and the Verde River systems to ensure that we have additional water supplies outside of those, going to building, you know, the first water treatment plant on the Central Arizona Project, right? We're being really innovative on bringing in additional water resources and making sure that we have the infrastructure in place to be able to move those resources. Mm-hmm. That compoundly is something recently that we've done as well. As you remember, back in 2018 or so, we went out with the rate initiatives to increase rates a little bit, to make sure that we could put in infrastructure to move the places where we have water resources to the places that may be challenged in the future. All of those projects are underway. We anticipate that they're going to be online here in late 2022, early 23, that will essentially be able to allow us to move water where we have it to where it goes. The other one we have, as you said, is kind of how do we signal to our customers conservation is really built into our rate structure and how we build. We have a small portion of water that's included in your monthly service charge. And then the rest of it is really based on a volume basis. And so the more water you use, the more water you pay. The other thing that Phoenix does, which is unique to a lot of the Valley cities, is we charge the same amount of water for all water usage, whether that's for a commercial use or whether that's a residential use. A gallon of water is a gallon of water. And whether you want to manufacture something with it or drink it or wash your clothes with it, it's the same cost. And so we really don't differentiate how we use water. It's a resource that we all have to figure out how to use. And that's really what we've structured our rate structure to help signal that conservation, you know, is something that you should be mindful of, because the more water you use, the more you're going to have to pay for it.
So as you say, it's no surprise that we live in a desert city. The drought we've experienced here is a long-term drought. But at the same time, we are seeing temperatures go up. We're seeing climate change affect things. We just saw this first ever declaration by the federal government of a tier one shortage on the Colorado River, which we know mostly affects farmers in the state right now. But as we watch, you know, the water situation get more dire in the Southwest and the temperatures heat up, what does this look like 25 years down the line to you? Like, we are continuing to grow. The development here isn't stopping. We're still the fastest growing metro area in the country. How do we prepare for that? Will we have enough water in the future?
Yeah, and what we've seen as a phenomenon is we've really decoupled growth from water use. As we go forward, what we're going to see with climate change is really drier dry periods and wetter wet periods. And yeah. So we need to start working as a region to figure out how to collect water when it's wet, and making sure that we have the storage capability and the ability to transmit as much water as we need when we are having those wet periods. We also need to work, you know, strategically within the state and even regionally in the Southwest of trying to overcome this issue. This is an issue that's larger than Phoenix, right? The deficit that we have on the Colorado system is four times the amount of water that Phoenix uses, right? So it's not something that Phoenix on its own can overtake. It's something as a Southwest region that we have to look at and get together and really put our heads together of how to solve this. It is something that we can solve, right? It is a problem that we can overcome. It's just going to take some hard work along the way.
All right. Troy Hayes, Water Services Director for the City of Phoenix, joining us. Troy, we appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your expertise.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me.